all can be a pastafarian when it comes to busted pencils. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. The Supreme Court busted pencils. We're having a little bit of fun with the flying spaghetti monster. The fact that I've now been liberated to speak openly about my pastafarianism as a teacher in a public school. The reality, though, the Supreme Court has ruled all kinds of lots of, Johnny would say, maybe not democratically and not in the voice or the best interests of the people, which is a whole other show. But we're really talking about today, though, the impact potentially on schools and the ruling that an individual employed by a public school system does not, and I'm going to free this up at least the way I think the majority is trying to tell us how we should see this, is that you do not lose your free speech rights when you work for a public institution and or the state and or the government. And so denying this coach who was fired, if people have been following this in the state of Washington, a football coach was praying at the 50-yard line at the end of the games, was fired for doing this. The school district was worried that the school might be seen as promoting, lifting up and exalting a single Christian religion at the exclusion of others. The Supreme Court said that's not what this person was doing. This person was practicing their free speech rights. And here's the whole education show. What do we do, though, in schools? Because what an opportunity, Johnny Lupinacci, to teach now. Because it's like, how did we get to this mess? Is, as Johnny was talking about, hey, man, look, I think it's kind of liberating the potential of lots of people talking openly about the ways they see their creation stories, the way they view their truths, the way they talk to each other. In fact, this might open the doors, and I'm not saying this is what Johnny said about this, but the idea of a diversity of discussion points. However, you know, we come back to this and going, yeah, but the separation of church and state, Johnny Lupinacci, how do you get away when we know that there is separation of church, that would be an organized religion, and state, of which the federal United States government and public government does not recognize any religion, because that's not the job of our government. Our government is, you know, outside of distant from religion. In fact, a wall of separation should exist. Johnny, separation of church and state. Where do we find those words?
In the beloved Constitution, my friend. I don't think it's actually in there.
Ah, Johnny, I got you on that, right? You are absolutely right. It is not law. Right.
It's not law. It's like it's an expectation. It's an expected influence.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not law that there is a separation of church and state. Right. And I think this is important to interpretation of particular instances, because as much as I am a opponent of one religion being more dominant than any other or more correct or the right way, you'll never catch me in that. I am a defender of that separation of church and state might be interpreted as a problem or as impossible, but historically might be a guiding influence, an important cautionary thing to say. I mean, that the whole reason we have a country the way we do is based on religious freedoms from kings and queens and from the sort of Eurocentric monarchies of Europe, right? And so, come on, man. Like, I think I worry about too much policing of the separation of church and state and not enough dealing with the mess of, are we ready to accept there are different views on our religious beliefs, and they don't have to be in violent conflict with one another.
Hmm. So this is not really an issue of free speech, First Amendment, the freedom of speech, and the fact that this coach was fired incorrectly for actually expressing the very First Amendment right that the Constitution gives.
I tried to do some research on this, Tim, because it's in my own state.
Yeah.
I think there's a muddy situation, and man, I hate being a defender of the Supreme Court right now, because let me tell you right now, yeah, I'm not a big fan of that group, okay? But as I dig into this case, and having been a school leader, and having had to have conversations with coaches especially around the line between our personal freedoms to engage in prayer and belief practices and stepping over that line to where there is punishment or perceived punishment if I don't agree or participate. And so I do actually kind of fall on the messiness of this on the side of the school district right now, in terms of I would assume that the coach was spoken to a number of times about, hey, you have every right to believe what you believe. You have every right to pray at the end of a game, but you cannot do so in a manner that presents itself as though the school shares that prayer. They respect your right to it, but shares that prayer. So it's not school-sanctioned prayer. It's also not something that if your players don't do or don't agree with, that there's any penalty or perceived penalty from such non-participation. And right, this is a really good conversation that I've had with coaches. And there is a tradition, because it's a gray area, where as athletes, especially out on the field, we may want to engage in our beliefs of thanks to higher powers than us. Maybe for you, Tim, it's the spaghetti dinner.
Yeah, right? Man. Yeah.
But what I should know is that my right to do that is respected, but if I'm in a position of power, like a coach, my right to do that in a way in which it organizes so that some may be punished or perceived as being punished for not participating or not agreeing is a problem in any public setting. If you don't like it, go coach in a private school.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, there are plenty of Catholic leagues out there. I tell you, if he's a good coach, the Catholics will hire him into the football programs, no question asked. And you can pray together as a team at the 50-yard line. You can pray during a timeout, and nobody will have any problems with it. But in a public school, you have to look at that, unless you're creating space and equality for all the students, and it's impossible to ensure. I'm gonna land on the school district side that, you know, this is a mistake ruling, but I actually like that the Supreme Court defers it. You know, they make a statement out of it, but what's the Supreme Court have to say? That's a federal issue. This is a state thing.
Right. This is a state thing. Evan, does that mean 20 seconds? So we're up on this. We're coming up on the hard break. Busted Pencils back after
news at the half hour. Get some news. Come back.